From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt found 163 Catholic clergy members accused of sexual misconduct with children over the last 75 years during a year-long investigation. As Julie O'Donohue reports, the Attorney General says he is able to refer just 12 of those cases to local prosecutors for review.
Schmidt says three-quarters of the Catholic clergy that may have abused children in Missouri are dead, or the incidents occurred so long ago that they can no longer be prosecuted. The Attorney General says he understands victims' anger that nothing was done for many years.
Well, there's no question this was a long, sustained, and far-reaching cover-up to cover up the abuse. And as I mentioned in my remarks, the focus was more on protecting priests than looking out for the victims.
But in the cases Schmidt is recommending prosecutors pursue, he says he cannot publicly release the names of the clergy involved or the location of the alleged abuse. Survivors say Schmidt should have spent more time reaching out to victims. I'm Julie O'Donohue.
The Columbia School Superintendent and School Board President have sent a message of support in a mass email, responding to what they described as an intentional effort to discredit, disgrace, and destroy the reputations of the district. According to the Columbia Missourian, the email was co-authored by Superintendent Peter Stiepelman and School Board President Helen Wade. It was sent out of a sense of urgency to clarify a particular topic and to express empathy and gratitude toward the district's employees. The message came after parents, students, and advocates criticized the district and its policies regarding students with special needs at last week's school board meeting. The board, which was supposed to vote on its restraint, seclusion, and isolation policy, postponed its decision after the testimonies. Board members at the meeting didn't discuss the policy before sending the proposed language back to their policy committee. Legal Aid of Western Missouri says there has been a severe drop in the percentage of cases it wins to secure Medicaid disability benefits for the aged, blind, or disabled in the state. The organization won in 54% of its cases in 2017, seeking the reversal of denial or reevaluation of benefits by the Missouri Department of Social Services. It won 42% of such cases in 2018 and less than 20% in the first 4 months of this year. Jim Brightman is a legal aid attorney. According to the Kansas City Star, he says DSS blamed staff shortages during a July meeting. Brightman blames a high turnover in middle management at the agency and misapplication of laws. The Board of Curators at Lincoln University has approved a contract to rebuild a university research center that was destroyed in a fire 4 years ago. The new 7,185-square-foot building will replace the Dickinson Research Center on the south side of the Jefferson City campus. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the new building will include multiple research and teaching lab spaces, a classroom, greenhouses, and chemical storage. The building has multiple funding sources, including a facilities grant, fire loss fund, and research capacity fund. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.